everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. We are Country Crossroads Counseling and shooting Why Are You Worried About It? This is our fun podcast for a journey towards a better you. I'm Lindsay Bush. I'm HR Director with Country Crossroads Counseling.
And hey, everybody. I'm Susie Arbo. I'm a licensed professional counselor. We're having fun today, right? It's summertime and, you know, we are always kind of, you know, talking about self-care during the summer. And so sometimes even if you can't go to the beach, you can maybe have a fun filter, or maybe you can look at pictures of the beach or pictures of water or whatnot. So we just thought we'd have a little fun today with this.
Yep. I love it. You sometimes you just got to create your own paradise, right?
You totally do. That's right. That's right. So today I love our topic because we are talking about, you know, on this podcast, it's called Why You Worried About It. And we discuss things you maybe should worry about and stress about and things that you maybe shouldn't. And today we're actually going to talk about some of the top stressors going on for people right now. You know, Lindsay, there's some statistics that show that 7 out of 10 Americans are feeling overly stressed on a daily basis. And I think we all kind of feel it. And so we're just going to kind of talk about some of the top ones right now stressing people out. And then we're just going to give a couple tips about how to deal with some of those. And it's going to be a great little show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally agree. And it's really interesting sometimes to, I think it's important to identify what those stressors are. Sometimes you just feel out of control, right? Like you feel like life is just nuts. Too much is happening. Kids, all the things. And it's like sometimes just actually pinpointing what is it? And then what can we do about it? Or is there anything you can do about it? Why are you going to continue to worry about it if there's nothing you can do? So I love, like, you sent me the topic list today and like the little pinpoints, and I'm super excited to dive into it because there's so many things. It's like, you don't sometimes even realize that that's crazy, like creating more crazy in your brain. Like you don't even know that that's something that you're just going over. So I think it's great to like almost set it aside, put it in columns, write it down. Think about it. Is this something that's really bothering me? And then what, you know, making those steps and goals. So I'm excited for you to walk through it with me because life's been nutty at my house. So I need this today more than ever.
Yes. Yeah. I think we all do. That is for sure. So one of the number one stressors right now for people is actually money. And actually financial. And we're kind of living in a economy right now that has been pretty stressful for people. You know, you go to the grocery store and it takes a little or nothing to rack up a huge bill, right? Or you go out to eat and, you know, even, you know, the price of eggs, you know, everybody's kind of talking about all these different things and stuff. And so money is a huge source of stress for people. And whether you have $1 or $1 million, it's still very stressful.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. I think one of the biggest things I made myself do, it was one of those things like we've talked about in past episodes about like eating the frog. Finances for me is one that it's easier if I know that I'm getting through today, I'm going to put it off. Everything's okay. I'll figure it out tomorrow. But all we're doing is creating more and more stress for tomorrow. And then you wake up with that same frog that's like just barking at you. So I made myself reach out to a financial. We have Ashley Struzik with Primerica. She's amazing. And I reached out to her and we've done a podcast with her actually. And she's really, if you guys haven't listened to it, she's really good. But it totally put things into more of a workable stressor. Like finances are not going to go anywhere, right? Like we're always going to have bills. We're always going to have stress about it. But it made me realize that it's not the end all be all. Like there's options, there's things you can do. And it's the choices we're making every day. Sometimes we don't want to face that, the music of that. Like, I don't want to think about me eating out, you know, 5 times a week, adding to the stressor of my life, but sometimes you have to have that hard reality. And so I definitely think finances it's a really important one. And I think it affects people. It also trickles into your relationships with your kids, your significant others, like all the other things. So if you can take the time to really focus on it and get a good idea of how you want to work with it, I guess, maybe. I mean, so like, I'm not saying I'm out of the woods by any means, but I have a plan and that makes me feel so much better. So I don't know. I definitely think finances is one that's a huge stressor, but it's one that we stress about every day. And I think that if we just take our time to actually put a little action into what we're doing, it will make a big difference.
And you brought up being self-aware and just facing it, and that's one thing that we're really going to encourage people to do is know where your money's going, know what you've got, know what you're spending, know what's coming in, what's going out. That is so huge. And then you, like you said, having a plan. So that's just a little kind of just a little tip on that. But if you're kind of struggling with money right now, you're not alone. A lot of people right now are really kind of struggling in the area, but there's always something you can do about it. Remember that. Another top kind of stressor for people going on is actually caused by our work, workplace pressure, and actually burnout. And we're seeing some of the highest rates of burnout that we've seen. And I speak all the time to different groups and audiences about burnout. And the good thing is it's definitely treatable and preventable, but it's definitely there. And people are putting in some big hours. And so just kind of knowing your body, recognizing those signs of, you know, if you're feeling negative and cynical every day about your job, if you're feeling like it doesn't give you, you know, life, and it's kind of feeling meaningless, and you're just having these thoughts of just feeling overwhelmed, not able to keep up with your daily demands, you're probably facing some of that. And so taking some steps to do something about it.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I would challenge if you're a manager out there or if you're somebody that leads people, help people find their why. You would be so amazed at realizing that some people just don't understand what they're doing and why they're doing it, or take them back to the root of what made them get into either healthcare or finances or any of those things. Like, there's a reason that they probably got drawn to it and they're making a career out of it. So as a manager or a leader, help those people, because you're fighting burnout for your staff, right? Like, you have your staff that are struggling, and it's like, how can I help them? Really connect with them, find out what's going on in their personal lives. What are they doing? Why are they doing what they're doing? And help them grow. And I think that's really important way to connect with people, and then reconnect them to their why. And then all of a sudden they have a full purpose again for what they're doing. Like, light that fire for them again. So I would definitely challenge those managers and leaders to step up and do that.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Provide them with tools and resources and training and all the things. Yep. Absolutely.
And there's tons out there. Yep. If you don't know how to do it, just search it, because there's a lot of out there for sure.
Yep. There is ChatGPT, right? Another kind of stressor that you should kind of worry about that is a big deal in life is actually any kind of transition that humans go through. And, you know, we have seasons in our life where we are just cruising and things feel so good. And then there might be a season of your life where you are just going through a major transition, whether it's a divorce, loss of a loved one, you know, maybe it's a move or a loss of a job or, you know, some kind of stability. And so anytime you're going through some of those transitions, it can create a great deal of stress. But I always kind of work with my therapy clients and I do some reframing with them. And I always talk about it is just a season. This isn't your forever. This isn't like you're going to live the next decade of your life in this transition. We're going to work through it and we're going to, you know, do the best that we can and use our good coping skills, our good healthy coping skills through that transition.
Yeah, that's really good. I know for me personally, like, divorce is pretty big on my heart right now, and I've got two little ones that I'm trying to help guide through it. And not that I'm a professional by any means, but just knowing that every step and move that I'm making right now is shaping their little minds. And so knowing that even when it's hard to take the high road in some things, that's truly, like, for me, that's the greater purpose of why I'm sometimes choosing to bite my tongue or not react a certain way that maybe I would want to. So I think it's really important to remember that, remember why you're doing what you're doing, or why, what could come from this transition. Like, I hope my kids are going to come out on top and realize that things happen, you know, and they're loved, and that's all that matters. So, yeah, I definitely think that, just kind of looking at why are you going through that transition, or what brought you to it, and what could come from it also. Like, that's a big deal. Sometimes things that we don't realize are going to happen to us happen, and it's hard, but you just, if you really think about it, flip that mindset, you can come out ahead and probably be thankful for it, honestly.
Oh, for sure. For sure. There's a little saying that says, you know, you can plan and plan and plan your life, but it never goes as planned. But it always turns out better than if you could have planned it because, you know, there's just a divine plan out there for you from if you believe in the good Lord above or whatever spirituality you are, whatever is your, you know, whatever the universe does for you. So, but yeah, it always works out. So you just gotta hang in there and try to find joy in the journey. Okay, there's two more little stressors we're going to talk about. Another one is what they call techno stress. And basically, what that is, you guys, is it is all of the information that we have at the tip. Oh, can you see my phone? At the tip of our fingers at any given time. Just, things just coming in as far as, technology, right? At any given time, you can have text messages, notifications, emails coming in, and we're just on information overload. And so that can be very stressful. Social media,
Well, and another thing that I kind of went straight for that when you turned it that way. I was thinking the stress of technology at first, but now I'm like, oh, you're right. Like, we have all the information out there. How many people are diagnosing themselves before they go to the doctor? Or do you know what I mean? Like, you've already think you got it all figured out when it's like, okay, like, don't worry until you have to, like, calm down. But like those kind of things, it really is the first thing you do anytime is you're gonna go, Google it or whatever you use, and it really does. And then it creates more stress when really. You wait 2 weeks for a doctor's appointment and then you show up and it probably wasn't anything. So, yeah, I think super interesting. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, and we love social media for connection. We love to learn things from social media. We like to see what other people are up to, get events going, that kind of stuff, promote the business. Lots of good things about it. But we just want to remind everybody too, social media is a source of stress, and it can be very negative, and people actually have a lot of negative feelings when they're on it, just comparison and always looking at kind of other people and kind of feeling inferior themselves and whatnot. And so we just always want to encourage you to use it for the good, and if you notice yourself feeling a certain type of way, hop off of it. You don't have to be on there. I am going to say this too, from a therapist standpoint and our human brain, okay, is that the worst thing that you can do is be on your phone right before bed, scrolling, whatnot, 20, 30 minutes before bed, get off of your phone. Don't be doing screens. And first thing in the morning, when people get up and they start looking at things on their phone, it's already setting the tone for your day. So just, you know what I mean? Put it away, go do something positive and productive first. And I do, my little trick. I do 5 minutes in the morning usually, and then 5 minutes at night, not first thing or last thing by any means, but at some point I kind of check in with my social stuff, and then I'm off, and then that just is more positive for me. But you do you, figure it out. But we are going through a lot of stress as humans with technology. Okay, and then the final one we're going to talk about is actually what we call self-imposed pressure.
Yikes.
And
Own episode. Yay.
it should be its own thing.
Yes.
It's just, us always feeling like we're not enough, feeling like we have to be perfect, feel a fa fear of failure, and just kind of always in that mode of not feeling good enough about ourselves.
Yeah, and that's such an ugly feeling, and it can then you can just like tunnels into more and more and more, and then it's so hard to get out of it. Like, how if you look for the bad, you're gonna find it. Like, but how many times are you doing so many amazing things in your work day or with your kids or anything that you're doing? Like, you can find those little wins, and if you celebrate those, you're gonna feel so much better than if you just focus on one little thing that you didn't get. Maybe you didn't reach a goal or you didn't get something done that you swore you were gonna do. It's okay. Make a plan for the next day, move forward with it, but try not to like catch yourself only looking for the bad, because if you look, you're gonna find it. Literally. We all wanna be better, we wanna do better, but don't get stuck in that. Like, try to find and celebrate all those little wins.
Yep. What you focus on grows. And so try to focus on all of the good things, because if you're breathing, if you're listening to this right now, you're wanting better, and you're a good person. And so focus on that. On the show, we love to give people actionable steps that they can actually use in their daily life. And so I love to do this exercise where I write down what is bothering me and what is stressing me out. And then I take it another step further, and I think about if it's in my control or out of my control. And then I write down actionable solution focus steps that can help me get through that thing. So whether, we covered our money today, we talked about workplace burnout, we talked about different life transitions, the technology overload, and then, our self-imposed pressure. So if any of those areas are stressors for you right now, you're not alone. There's things that you can do. We're obviously in the therapy world, so we know therapy helps people. So if that's an option for you, or getting a workbook off of Amazon or listening to other podcasts about stress. But there's a million things that you can do. You don't have to live in kind of that mode of always feeling stress. So.
I know if you're like me, every single topic that we talked about today, I have some stress in that topic. Like, and that's how I'm not gonna lie, I love to live my life stressed because I feel like that's what keeps me going. It keeps me motivated. Like, I look stress as a positive thing, but if it's bringing you down, don't feel like you have to tackle every single one of those things right now. Pick what's the biggest stressor in your life and focus on that, and then move forward with that. And then maybe listen to another podcast, listen to us again, and you might pull something out of it. And then focus on that next one. Like, don't try to tackle them all at one because then it's probably going to cause another stress. Like, you're trying to fix everything at once, and that's not, it's just not feasible. It's not going to work.
Right. And there's a lot of research right now talking about the upside of stress. And I know when I speak to different groups, that's one of the things we always talk about is use it for the good. You know, use it to take an actual step to better yourself. And you can learn and you can grow and you actually come out on top and you learn and get better when we go through these things. So with that, I mean, I think that this was a pretty good episode with stuff that we can all relate to and learn from.
Absolutely. We love that you guys are out there listening to us. We so appreciate hearing what you guys like and what you don't like. Please let us know if you ever want to be on the show or you have something to offer. We would love to have guests. We absolutely love picking the brains of other people out there that are just trying to do better and live better lives. So please hit us up. Our Facebook's usually the easiest. It's Country Crossroads Counseling. And then we do have our website out there, and we're getting ready to hopefully have a whole landing page for this podcast right here, Why You Worried About It. But it's countrycrossroadscounseling.com. So please reach out any way you can. Let us know what you like and what you don't. And definitely if you ever want to be on the show with us.
Yes, thanks for joining us for another episode of Why You Worried About It, A Journey to a Better You.